In a world where tradition dictates every royal move, Princess Edelyn Shreve stands alone. Born 7 minutes before her twin brother Arryn, she became the first female heir to Ilya's throne, a position no woman has held before. At 20, Edelyn armors herself with determination and independence, repeating her daily mantra, "You are Edelyn Shreve. You will be the first girl to run this country on your own." But beneath this carefully constructed facade lies a young woman terrified of vulnerability, convinced that showing weakness would undermine her future authority. Despite her parents' progressive reforms that dissolved the caste system 20 years earlier, Ilya faces growing unrest. Buildings burn as former lower caste citizens protest continued discrimination. The younger generation, having never experienced the rigid hierarchy, lacks appreciation for how far society has progressed. As King Maxon visibly struggles under mounting pressure, Edelyn's carefully ordered world begins to crumble. Her twin Arryn serves as her emotional counterbalance, while her younger brothers, scholarly Cadyn and mischievous Austin, complete the royal family. Yet Edelyn maintains emotional walls, creating a princess who understands diplomatic protocol perfectly but struggles with genuine human connection, a dangerous weakness for any ruler facing a nation in turmoil. When her parents propose that Edelyn hold a selection, the same marriage competition that brought them together, she reacts with horror. "I have no desire to get married," she declares, viewing romance as a threat to her independence. The selection is actually a calculated distraction from growing unrest while her father addresses post-caste tensions. Edelyn reluctantly agrees under specific conditions. Contestants can leave, and no marriage if she finds no one suitable within 3 months. During the televised announcement, she performs the role of eager princess, while inwardly feeling thrown off a ledge with an uncertain safety net below. Among the 35 contestants is Kyle Woodwork, who grew up in the palace alongside Edelyn, their lifelong mutual irritation making his selection ironic. Other notable candidates include Henry, who barely speaks English and needs a translator named Eric, Hale, a thoughtful tailor's apprentice, Fox, whose depth surprises her, and Ian, who proposes a practical marriage of convenience. Each brings unique perspectives that challenge Edelyn's emotional walls. Edelyn's first public appearance with the selected turns disastrous when protesters pelt their parade float with vegetables, chanting that the castes still live. Despite official abolition, social hierarchies persist, revealing anti-monarchist sentiment aimed at Edelyn, who's viewed as cold and privileged. Attempting to reassert control, she eliminates 11 candidates in a dramatic ceremony, declaring, "This isn't a game, gentlemen. This is my life." This backfires spectacularly, earning her the Royal Black Widow nickname and prompting her mother's rebuke, "Power without compassion breeds contempt." As the selection continues, Edelyn exhausts herself with calculated performances. Her brother Arryn points out, "You're one of the most isolated people in the country, but that doesn't mean your walls have to be up all the time. The public can smell artifice. They're waiting for a real person, not a perfect princess." During a tense interview about inequality, Edelyn's mask slips, revealing vulnerability that resonates more with viewers than any polished performance. This suggests her greatest challenge isn't managing public perception, but reconciling her public and private selves. Despite initial resistance, Edelyn finds herself drawn to several selected candidates. Her first kiss with Kyle Woodwork, initially staged for cameras, ignites surprising feelings about someone she's known her entire life. Each date reveals new dimensions. Hale's thoughtful, handmade gifts show genuine kindness that touches her. Henry's infectious joy breaks through language barriers, challenging her guarded approach to happiness. Fox shares a moving story about his terminally ill father, shifting her preconceptions. Most surprisingly, Edelyn connects with Eric, Henry's translator. Though not officially competing, their quiet conversations reveal a natural understanding absent with actual contestants. When she confesses insecurities about Princess Camille, Eric tells her simply, Edlin is more than enough. This genuine moment, holding hands while discussing fears and dreams, affects her more deeply than any formal date. As relationships develop, Edlin confronts her fear of vulnerability. Though initially claiming soulmates aren't real and love is a liability for a queen, she gradually recognizes her longing for genuine connection beneath her independence. Despite royal duties, family remains Edlin's emotional anchor. With her father, she shares deep governance commitments through work sessions that reveal mutual respect amid disagreements. Her relationship with Queen America is more complex. She admires her mother's compassion, but resists guidance on emotional matters. Edlin's twin Arryn serves as both confidant and critic, challenging her when her walls become counterproductive. The younger princes, scholarly Caden and mischievous Austin, bring lightness to her world and show protectiveness when Jack Ranger threatens her during the selection. Extended family, like the Woodworks, create community within the royal household. Kyle's inclusion in the selection complicates these relationships, especially when unexpected attraction develops between childhood acquaintances who once couldn't stand each other. These bonds' importance crystallizes when Arryn elopes with Princess Camille, triggering Queen America's heart attack. Witnessing her father's desperate love transforms Edlin's perspective, teaching her that true strength comes from connections, not independence. 20 years after abolishing Ilya's caste system, social divisions persist. Despite legal equality, former lower caste citizens face discrimination in employment, education, and social advancement. This inequality has sparked civil unrest, threatening the monarchy and prompting the selection as a distraction tactic. As the first female heir, Edlin faces unprecedented challenges. Unlike her male predecessors, she navigates uncharted territory in a society still adjusting to female leadership. Her decisions, from management style to wardrobe to candidate interactions, undergo intense scrutiny. Though her father reminds her she has her mother's determination, Edlin must create her own leadership model, blending traditional authority with modern sensibilities. What begins as reluctant performance gradually transforms Edlin. The selection pushes her beyond her comfort zone, challenging her assumptions about herself and others. Her new relationships reveal capacity for connection beneath her defensive exterior. Most importantly, she confronts how her defensive posture alienates the very people she will someday rule. The novel's climactic crisis, Arryn's elopement and her mother's heart attack, catalyzes Edlin's profound transformation. Witnessing her father's desperate love and the selected candidate's genuine concern, she realizes vulnerability isn't weakness, but humanity's deepest strength. Edlin struggles to balance authority with authenticity. Her initial approach of maintaining impenetrable walls proves unsustainable, yet complete vulnerability would undermine her position. Her challenge becomes finding a middle path, strength tempered by compassion, authority balanced with connection. As her mother lies unconscious, Edlin glimpses a crucial truth. Power without love is hollow. Duty without connection is meaningless. True sovereignty comes not from perfect control, but from the courage to remain open despite risks. What began as a reluctant performance transforms Edlin herself. She now recognizes that the strongest rulers aren't those who stand alone, but those brave enough to let others in. Her first step toward becoming not just Ilya's first queen, but potentially its greatest ruler.